What up, what up, what up? Good morning and welcome back. You know the name of this show. You know what it is. It's the LeVar Walker Daily Show podcast. And I'm back. What is today? Today is, Tuesday? Today is Tuesday. Had an interesting day yesterday. Went to work, went to help write on the show, do some writing on the show. And after that, later on that evening, I was invited to perform on a benefit gala show. This is my first time. I got to perform with Amy. I got to perform with Amy, Jerry Seinfeld, Seth Meyers. Yeah, Amy, Jerry Seinfeld, Seth Meyers was on this show. And another guy from Comedy Central. I don't remember his name, but those were the big acts. So this was a huge, big, like, charity benefit with, like, super rich white people. Like, you know what I mean? Like, they had, like, Tom Brady's wife there and, like, just filthy. And I'm, like, trying to, like, calibrate the room because anytime you do comedy, you're in the room, you say, okay, I'm going to hit them with this. I'm going to go in my bag. I know what will get them. You know what I'm saying? Long story short, it didn't go how I thought. And it was a rough fucking show. It was a rough 7 minutes. And I'm so much better than that. I couldn't fucking believe it. And I think I just put too much pressure on myself. I'm like, oh, fuck. I had to go up after Seth Meyers in front of all these rich white people. And, you know, and Seinfeld closed out the show. And that was great. Even after Amy. I went up after Amy and Seth Meyers. And I didn't totally flatline. But I know I can do much better. And I know I can do much better. I know I'm better than that. I know I could have killed that goddamn room. I was digging in the crates for my material, and it just wasn't clicking. And in, like, I think about 4 minutes in, I said to myself, this is how I knew I was bombing. Because in 4 minutes in, I said to myself, damn, man, it's hot up here. Huh. And that is when, like, a bead of sweat rolled down the side of my face. And I said, oh, my God. I finished pretty cool because one thing, like, when I'm bombing or if I feel like it's not going right, because I opened up, like, on a joke about people that do natural health. Because you got to realize, like, one thing I did enjoy about the show is took me totally out of my comfort zone. As you looking at a guy, you know, my specialty, the rooms where I excel at are older black people. Like older black people, rooms, I'm gonna kill. You know what I'm saying? Just doing the pharmacy jokes, talking about, you know, the pharmacy, all that shit is gonna murder. But I'm outside of my comfort zone doing this show in front of all white people. Like, literally, like, you know, there might have been maybe four blacks in the room. Now, there were two. There was a black girl hosting and another black lady that killed. Shout out to comedian Aaron Jackson. Very, very funny. But I just think for me, this go round, I just need to be on stage a lot more in front of those types of audiences and I'll murder. You know what I mean? Like, if I'm just knocking them down, like today, I think I just want to go out. I just want to really hit some stages and just murder. You know what I'm saying? Just keep getting up everywhere I basically can. And that, you know, I learned some shit too. Like New York, the crowds are so fucking different from a tourist room to like super fucking wealthy. And when I tell you wealthy, I'm talking about this shit. This shit out here is on another level. When I'm telling y'all wealthy and money, you know, you're looking at Seinfeld on the show. You're looking at a comic on the show with a net worth of $1 billion. But very wealthy. Now, doing this show, this is the first time I got to see Seinfeld perform live. And it was amazing. And I can tell you this. Watching him, I see why he's Seinfeld. And I know like a lot of black people might not be into Seinfeld. But to see him live, man. You know what I mean? Just watching the jokes, watching the structure of the jokes, watching the use of the words, the right placement of the words. Like, it's really some nerd shit the way I was looking at it. Fucking flawless. 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 Super comfortable. He came out there and murdered. And I see, like, all the weaknesses in my set. You know what I mean? You can't, like, I want to get better. I have to get better. You know what I'm saying? Like, where I'm not relying so much on characters or voice inflection or, you know, just saying shit that don't make sense. Like, using, like, just vulgarities and profanities for no goddamn reason. Like, I want to give a solid... Like, I want my shit to be more solid. I want you to sit down and watch my show and eat a filet mignon. You see what I'm saying? But I understand why that dude is who he is. And I understand why he's where he is. I really do. I really, really do. So, but it was different, man. It was different. And I never, in anywhere I perform, if it's not a good show, I never blame that shit on the crowd. It's me. You know what I'm saying? So, like, literally, like, I was in that bitch, like, man, I'm like, fuck. I felt like I got hit in the chest with a bucket of cold water. I swear to God. And I'm like, God damn, not right now. You know what I mean? I bomb. You know what I'm saying? But shit, in front of Seinfeld and Seth. And even Amy this night. I mean, Amy did book me because she saw me kill it. She seen me do my thing. But I'm like, man, shit. You know. But I did pull a good one out at the end. It's almost like, I'm going to say this. So the set wasn't totally like I got inside of a car and crashed into the wall. The set was like I got in the car and I kind of scuffed the rim. Then I backed out and I kind of fucked the bumper up. And then, like, somebody got kind of sideswiped me. But I got on that motherfucker and I made it to my exit sign. I straightened up. That bitch was riding down and I got off the exit sign. So it was dope. But I did, like, it has definitely motivated me to literally step my shit up. So it was an amazing night. It was an amazing night. Just thankful to even be invited to do it. And she asked me to come. You know, you not doing anything. Come do this. I said, perfect. So I'm like, yo, it's so crazy. So, like, I'm just really excited about that. And everything has just been going so good out here in New York. I do miss my family. I'm ready to see my wife and my child. But everything's been going great. And what else is going on, man? Still fucked up over this Kobe Bryant shit. I couldn't sleep, man. It's just playing over and over in my mind. Like, why? Like, just goddamn, man. Just why even pull that copter up? Like, let the fog pass. I know the game. They could have postponed that fucking game, bro. I'm just like, why? But, you know, I guess when it's your time, it's just your time. And I'm really shooken up by it. Really shooken up. So I'm just going to leave that. And I might today come back and do another. I drop another one later on today. Shout out to everybody that got here from the Godfrey Podcast. That's my homie. Appreciate y'all coming in. And also, if any of you picked up a seemingly nice amount of new Instagram followers. So shout out to everybody on IG. I need to drop me a video over there one day, but I've just been so enamored and, you know, like what's going on. So I'm out. I'm going to wrap this show up today. Give y'all these 8 minutes of heat. Let you know what's going on in my life. So, look, thank you guys. Another episode of the Var Walker Daily Show Podcast. I'm out.